This is David Sieg from OffGridLiving.com. The most important thing you need to take away from this lesson is 70 to 90% of eliminating your utility and energy usage lies in energy conservation. So how would you like to get an immediate 15% off your utility bill by the time you finish this lesson? You can do it simply by becoming smarter about your energy usage. I look at it this way. The utilities are, for all intents and purposes, a tax on living. If you look at your utility bill, a lot of the charges are taxes. The same as my income taxes, I'm under no obligation to pay the maximum amount of tax. Tax avoidance is a well-established case law. I can't evade taxes, but it is legal and smart to educate myself and avoid as many as possible. Likewise, I'm under no obligation to pay the maximum amount of utilities either. There's also a lot of hidden charges worked into your bill, boosting it even higher. Phantom loads, for instance. But we'll talk about methods of eliminating those later. Anywho, don't be a schmuck and pay the maximum is all I'm trying to say. So if you look at the graphic which started this video, the typical family pays 45% of your energy usage goes to heating and cooling, 11% to heating water, 10% to your washer and dryer, 15% to cooking, 7% to lighting. So it stands to reason that if you can minimize the biggest power-wasting areas of your life, you're going to save money. In the PDF handout, there's also a calculator that you can use to immediately estimate what simple changes you can make and what it'll save you. First of all, everyone's energy needs are different. There is no one-size-fits-all. So the first order of business is getting your energy usage under control, is figuring out where you're using the most energy and what you can comfortably do without or minimize. Also, if you're planning on using solar panels or another form of alternative energy, then you'll need this information in designing an energy system that is right for you. So this entire journey starts with understanding how much energy you're currently using and where you're using it. So, why is this necessary? The size, and therefore, the cost of the energy you're paying for, or the system you'll need in order to replace that energy. It means understanding how your energy needs fluctuate throughout the day and over the year. This will guide you in putting into place measures that you can take now to reduce your energy consumption. That's why the information in this course is so valuable, because you can scale it up or down to suit your needs. It's flexible. Later on in the course, we'll see about setting up the perfect size energy system for your needs. Right now, let's figure out what your needs are. You're going to need some simple math before we go on. So, power equals amps times volts, or watts equal amps times volts. Why is this important? Because we need to find out, at any given moment, how much electricity your home consumes on a regular basis. From there, we can guesstimate what size system you'll need to comfortably run your home. We can also use this as a rough guide to eliminating wasteful energy usage. What we're going to do is called a load analysis. Most electrical appliances have the power rating on the back or underside of the appliance in watts. This is good because what we're going to do is add them all up. So, I turn my toaster oven over, and this is what I see. On the back of every appliance, you'll find the following. Simply write down in the form provided. Conducting a load analysis involves recording the wattage and the average daily use of all the electrical devices which are plugged into your central power source, such as refrigerators, lights, televisions, and power tools. Some loads, like your refrigerator, use electricity all the time, while others, like power tools, use electricity intermittently. Loads that use electricity intermittently are often referred to as selectable loads. If you're willing to use your selectable loads only when you have extra power available, you may be able to install a smaller renewable energy system. So, to determine your total electric consumption, multiply the watts of each appliance by the number of hours it is used each day, and be sure to take seasonal variations into account. Some appliances don't give the wattage, so you may have to calculate the wattage by multiplying the amperes times the volts. In the PDF handout, there's a form you can use to calculate your energy consumption. Here also, for your convenience, is some typical loads for many modern appliances. There's a couple reasons why I'm showing you this. One, so that you can get an accurate gauge on your own energy usage. Two, so that you can clearly see where energy savings can take place without a lot of headache and hassle. Remember, the goal of this course is that you reduce your own energy consumption as much as possible. Any wasteful energy appliance you can do without is energy you don't have to pay for. It moves you one step closer to your goal. For example, a dishwasher is nice, no question. But is it nice enough to have to produce an extra 1,500 watts of electricity every single day? This doesn't even count the electricity needed to heat the hot water, either. Blow dryers, ditto. You'll have to produce an extra 1,000 watts to use one. Or you could just let it dry the old-fashioned way. That's 2,500 watts of extra energy that could be safely reduced, in my life anyways. Of course, your wife and daughters may feel differently about it. There are no right or wrong answers here. It simply depends on your needs and your lifestyle. The point is, in everyone's life, there are certain small lifestyle changes you can make to reduce your energy consumption without a lot of heartache. Having an energy budget is the first step to understanding, then reducing, your energy usage. If your family doesn't want to give up any lifestyle changes, that's okay too, but it'll come at a price. If you're willing to pay the price in larger utility bills, that's great. In any event, at the end of this exercise, you'll know where your biggest energy usage is, and what, according to your own criteria and lifestyle, you can safely cut out of your life without any reduction in comfort. As an example, if you have a typical gas or electric stove, it takes a lot of energy to warm it up. Preheating your oven alone takes 5 to 15 minutes. You can substitute a toaster oven and use 99% in all cooking situations. It takes approximately 1 minute to preheat. We use ours so much that the oven on the range is used to store pots and pans. Rather than firing up our electric burners, for example, we use a Ninja-style crock pot. They're extremely low in energy, but again, it can be used in 90% of cooking applications. It can fry as well as slow cook. Between those two cooking appliances, we can go weeks without ever using everyday cooking appliances, resulting in thousands of watts of savings. Take a hard look at where your off-grid power is going. Many, if not most, can be deleted and you'll never even miss them. This one tip alone can save you 10 to 15% off your utility bill. Dry your clothes outside instead of a dryer and you've saved another 4,800 watts per day. It doesn't take that much to add up to big savings, and we're just getting started.